The Mara Show.
Does it bother me that I wasn't invited to Michael's dinner?
It's the Mike
party.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the program, David Mark from Politico.com to analyze the results of tonight's big primary, the last really significant primary in the process. We'll see what happens. We'll talk to him tomorrow. Also, Tanya, who will make love with every virgin who defends the internet. I don't understand. For a clarification, let's get Bethann McBride in here for a second.
Please.
Tanya. Sounds like a great interview. I'm actually looking forward.
Yeah.
Who will make love with every virgin who defends the internet.
Reminds me of a poem.
That sounds McBridian to me.
What
please
please
to explain. What is that exactly?
It's a woman who will have sex with virgins if they promise to sign a piece of paper and defend the internet. And she has a website called don'tbeavirgin.com.
Any virgin?
A virgin, yeah.
You sign a piece of paper, so if you've you want to get laid, you just sign a piece of paper. Is she hot?
Rob's seen her.
Rob, you've seen her?
Yeah, she looks pretty.
She's medium.
All right, so we'll be talking to Tanya on the program.
She's
also
medium.
Thursday.
She gets plus points for being so eager.
Thursday is our big Mother 2008 contest. All mothers will receive a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com. Also, a pregnancy massage from the Red Door Spa. That happens Thursday. It's all pregnant ladies running around here.
Hopefully, running.
They're not running. No
running.
And they're not lifting.
Not lifting, and they're not climbing stairs.
And then on Friday's show, stay tuned for a major announcement about something very exciting that we're going to be doing right here at the radio station. We are very psyched about that.
He wants to tell you now, but I won't let him.
Well, I've already alluded to it a couple of times, but I won't say anything because Bethann is very into me being organized as far as like laying things out on the show.
How's that working?
It's not working real well. Actually, you know, this is the type of thing that I really could talk about every day ad nauseum because it's important to me personally. It's something that's going to be very, very special.
It'll be fun.
It's not any big surprise.
No,
it's not
a big
secret.
We just don't want to confuse
anyone.
It's a huge surprise.
It's
for everybody.
I already talked about it. It's our big motorcycle thing.
Right.
So I'm very excited about that. There.
Yeah.
Without further ado, we've got the audio vault coming up, but also lots more fun. But let's talk to Stephen Nerio.
Hello.
Is that the correct pronunciation of your last name, Stephen?
It's pretty close.
How do you pronounce it?
Rhymes with Cheerio.
Stephen Nerio.
Exactly.
Stephen Nerio is the cashew king.
Yeah.
How does one become the cashew king, Stephen?
I guess you just get a lucky bag of Trader Joe's trail mix.
is that where you found your cashew?
That is where I found my cashew.
How old are you, Steve?
37.
You're 37.
Yeah. He sounds amazingly
17.
Youthful.
Yeah, he does.
I am amazingly youthful.
Now, normally when one sees special items like this, and we have to say, Stephen has found a cashew that is shaped exactly like the male anatomy.
Exactly.
He has a penis-shaped cashew.
Don't paint yourself in a corner with this one.
Pardon me?
Don't paint yourself in a corner with this one.
Don't talk too much.
By claiming that it might look exactly like yours.
Well, no, I didn't mean mine, Stephen, you little perv. I was saying that it actually, is a fairly decent replica of the, I thought it was, usually when you see potato chips or any of this other crap that's on the internet, you don't pay attention to it because it really is a stretch to believe it looks like something. Bethann showed me the picture of this cashew.
Yeah.
And the cashew, do you have it up there right now?
I do not.
The cashew looks very similar to that.
It's a little scale bit, model.
It's probably not perfect. It's cartoon-like, but all the features are there.
How about this? If you saw the Simpsons movie.
Right.
When Bart showed his doodle.
You'd be giving Bart a little more credit. I said, there's a lot of girth there. We can't speak in the... I'm talking about the cashew.
Nice, I know.
Have you gotten a lot of interest in this cashew on the... Obviously, you're selling it on eBay. That's the truly American thing to do, Stephen.
Yes, that is.
How much interest have you had? And how did the whole thing happen? Take us through the whole discovery of this phenomenal cashew.
Okay, well, I guess... I was sitting on my computer enjoying my trail mix. Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second, Steve. Before you get started here, Joe just handed me a picture, and I'm glad I have this to look at. Because you know what it looks like? It looks like something you would find in a Doc Johnson's marital age store.
Wow.
It really looks like that.
It looks authentic.
You said that?
Yes.
You said that it looks like a
penis.
Okay, but it looks like the one made of latex.
So you were eating your trail mix.
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
I was eating my trail mix.
Wow.
Something stopped me at this particular cashew. And, of course, I had a laugh to myself.
Where were you when this happened?
Sitting at my computer, just working.
What were you wearing?
Nothing.
Stop that. You were working. Were you at work or do you, or God forbid, do you work from home?
I work from home.
Of course you do.
What
how
do
much
do
how much internet porn do you serve?
I mean, you got to figure a person who's got the time to put that on eBay doesn't have a job, right?
Are you between? Voice. Are you between your first job?
I haven't gotten to my first job yet.
You haven't really. Do you do anything for a living? You're 37 years old.
Yeah, I do stuff for a living.
You want to share it with us?
Well, I do music for commercials for a living.
Oh. You do?
Yeah.
Anything we might know?
You've probably seen a couple of them if you watch MTV or...
Oh, wait. As a matter of fact, Beth Ann just handed me one right here. This is one of Steven's background songs for a commercial. Let's listen.
I love that.
He also did this one. Love that one.
That's my favorite.
We're just having a little fun here, Steven. What might you have written that we would know?
Oh, was that a joke?
Yes, it was.
Was that
Thank
like
you.
That I was supposed to... Okay.
No, you didn't need to laugh, Steven. You didn't need to laugh, you little cashew moron. Tell us, just tell us what you've done. Have you done anything national, anything famous?
I did Adidas commercial, Volkswagen commercial, a lot of MTV commercials.
Is there any reason why you're talking like you're 16 years old and you're 37?
He has the smirkiest voice of anyone I've ever heard.
You said you did what commercial? What was the first one you said you did?
Adidas.
Oh, sure.
And that's like background music? Is it kind of like a rap-based type of thing?
No, more instrumental.
Do you remember the song My Adidas by Run DMC?
Of course.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Rob liked that. Okay. Jesus. Once again, it was in your brain.
My apologies, my pet cricket has restless leg syndrome.
It was in your brain, and you had to let it out with no follow-up at all.
It fell out.
How do I handle that? What do I do with that? I swear to God, I have no idea.
You had a follow-up question?
Do you have access to your computer where you could play something that you have done?
Do I?
No. I'm talking to the bird that's in here. Yes, of course, do you?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear your most famous song.
You want to hear
you little weasel. I want to hear your most famous song.
Weasel.
Yes, you're weaselly. Did anybody ever describe you as weaselly?
Yeah.
A smirky weasel.
Jeez.
No. All right. You want to hear a song?
Yes, please. I sure do.
Please.
Here's an Adidas commercial.
Oh, good. An Adidas commercial. All right. And you wrote the music.
Hold on a sec.
To those who said you had no fight.
Okay.
To the coaches who said.
Here you go.
This shout out goes out to all the haters. To those who said you had no fight. To the coaches who said, you'll never stick in the league. To those who said a seven-footer has to be a
seven. Is that enough?
Yeah, that's good. All right, I'm going to give you a round of
applause. Congratulations.
You know what? I'm going to applaud you not only for doing that, but actually having it handy to play on the radio without any preparation. I appreciate that, Steven.
No problem.
All right, let's get back to the you're in your workstation, and you get this cashew out of a bag of trail mix.
Uh-huh.
And what are the thoughts that go through your mind? I mean, I would imagine there are a few that pop through your mind when you first see this thing.
Well, it's a little strange to just be sitting there laughing so hard by yourself.
What's the scale of the thing? Like, how big are we talking as far as your normal cashew, like a little bit smaller than about a half an inch?
Pretty much your normal cashew.
Right.
Size doesn't matter.
It's amazing to look at it. You know, really, I swear to God, when I look at this thing, this is a collectible.
What is the bid on it right now?
Yeah, what's the current bid, Steve?
I think it's at 105.
105. And when do you close the bidding on it?
I think it's 4 days, so...
It's on Friday, isn't it?
It's Friday.
It should be on that sheet.
How many people have bid so far, Stephen?
I think 24.
24 wow. people, yeah, $105. End time is May 11th, so that's a few days from now.
Mother's Day.
Do you have one of those things?
Mother's
like
Day could be a present.
What mom wouldn't want that?
That's right.
Mom, we've got you flowers, chocolates, and here's a cashew penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy Mom's Day!
Yay!
All right, what do I have to offer to make this thing, consummate this transaction right
To make
now?
It ours.
What do I have to do to make this ours? We want to start our museum. This would be the ideal first piece in our museum.
I'm pretty sure that 105 is the, like, if you put 106 in, you might...
Win?
I will give you $200 for it right now.
You actually have to go to the eBay.
It.
You have to bid it.
No, you don't. You can give him $200 and he can take the auction down.
I could, but why don't you bid it?
Because I'm doing a radio show and I'm offering you, and I mean what I say. I will pay you $200 for it.
We're serious.
I'm very, very serious.
I mean, I know you're serious.
Like, like behind the scenes, could we, like, you know, see if we could make this happen?
You're going to get me kicked off eBay.
Now, Rob, you know more about eBay than I ever would in a million years.
All you
I don't
say
go
is
to eBay.
Something...
All I know is I was ripped off for like $8,000 on eBay one time.
All you'd have to say, Stevie-O, is something unfortunate happened to the nut.
No, I would. But see what happens if you bid 200.
Uh-huh. Yes.
If the most someone's going to bid is 106, then you only pay 106.
Well, of course.
It's almost not fair to you, Mike.
No, but
yeah,
it
like
is
you'd be,
I think
Mike is paying for the privilege to have it now.
Right, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
It's Mike's
when you talk
money.
About eBay, this is the eBay king here. He knows everything. He could have his own business about it. He knows that much. You're not acknowledging that, Beth Ann.
I am acknowledging.
You're giving me a look that says you are not. You don't care. Listen to this.
You don't know this, but I am Chalky Golan.
I know you are.
With a 100% satisfaction
And when
rating.
I bid with confidence.
All right, let me tell you what I'm going to do, Steve, since obviously we can't do this on the radio. I will bid, or I will have someone bid for me. For this, I will have a representative. One of my offshore banks will be contacting you, and I will bid on this because this really the idea is since the show has just started that we actually start some sort of a museum, and we'd really love to. Would you come to the opening? Where are you based out of, Stephen?
I live in Los Angeles.
You're in L.A.
Yeah,
that's a tough plane ticket out there. Yes, yeah, so Los Angeles.
Doesn't JetBlue go to D.C.?
What's that, Steve?
Doesn't JetBlue go to D.C.?
Yeah, JetBlue goes to D.C. You know what? You're right. Maybe you would come to our opening of our museum.
That would be nice.
Of course I would.
It would be wonderful, and then you could like bring your collection of jingles that you do. And you know, obviously you have a normal, you know, making of a living, right?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, so we're going to bid on this
thing. Will you bring your wife?
I don't have a wife.
Uh-huh. Huh. How about a lady
working
friend?
At the salt mine, breaking rocks all day long. He doesn't have a voice. She's giving him crap today. Steve, anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think we pretty much covered
Thanks so much. It's been a real slice of heaven having you on. Oh, we have some questions. Would you entertain some questions from our listening audience?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Let's go to... Oh, I think I hung up on him.
So are we getting the cashew or not? I'm
lost. I'm sorry. I hung up on the cashew.
Mike, don't be sorry. Don't be.
Jason, what's your cashew question?
I'll entertain the
questions. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. I wanted to ask him, first off, I have an entire bag of raisins that look like vaginas. Can I pair that up with them?
It's a good question. Hang up and listen.
I don't know. If you had those, you may want to do vagina.
I'm doing my impression of him.
Right I can tell.
Adidas.
Hello, Phil. You're on with a question for Steven, the Cashew King.
Yeah, no, on eBay, you can close an auction anytime. You just go to auction tools, and then you just go, you have to have, there's four answers like, somebody bid it, or it broke, or you lost it, or it was something. And he can close it out anytime he wants. If you want to make an offer to him, Mike, and the guy wants to take it, you can end it right now.
Okay, very good. Well, you heard what the guy said. Phil said you can close it anytime. What do you say, Steve?
Make Adidas commercials.
Have you written anything we might have heard of?
What do you mean? What I heard of? What's that?
Will you fly out to the opening?
JetBlue flies there. Yeah, live in my mom's basement
with
a cashew that looks like a penis.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend. I don't like girls.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I am a gay American.
That's right.
Okay. Enough with that. There's the cashew penis. Are we going
to
bid on this thing or what?
I think we should.
All right. How do
we?
That's a good idea.
I'd like to have it too.
Start that museum.
All right. You explain to me how I get this done.
Okay. I don't want
to. But now everybody's going to go to this thing and try to bid me up.
No, you see, here's the deal, though. We won't bid under my name. We'll bid under someone else's name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
We'll get that. Thank you very much, Beth.
Is he on the phone anymore?
No, he's gone.
No.
I accidentally hung up on him, and I had no reason to really get him back on the line.
Some people call it an accident.
That cashew will be ours for the Mike O'Mara Museum of Oddities.
And then, Beth Ann, we will just continue to seek out oddities to start our very own museum. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
Mike O'Mara's Wonder Emporium.
And we will not be flying that germ out, promise. All right, let's get to the audio vault right now. Robbie, what do we have today?
Last night, Hillary did another top 10 list on Letterman. Any interest?
No.
Okay.
All right.
We also have...
Hillary Horse. I want to hear Hillary, who's got a bad voice.
Okay, this is... we played this earlier in the show,
okay.
But this is nice and brief.
You know, I'm talking so much, my voice is, beginning to fade a little.
Allergies.
I have not been on the campaign trail.
No, but you talk just as much as she does.
What the hell would I do if I was on the campaign
You'd
trail?
You'd lose your voice for sure.
By the end of the campaign season, it would just be like, well, we are very happy to have you here.
It might prevent you from winning the presidency, Mike.
I know, and I've always dreamed. What's this Dustin Hoffman ad libs a fart?
Well, I think the next 10 Oprah shows have been dedicated to Tom Cruise.
Okay.
And this is Dustin Hoffman's tape piece from the Oprah program.
Okay.
I'll never forget the scene in Rain Man when we were in the phone booth outside. It was blistering. blistering hot that day, and we'd done several takes with the phone booth door closed. I don't know why, but just before a take, I emitted gas, and you weren't able to open the door because they were going right into the take, and so you made it a part of the scene.
Charlie Babbitt.
Uh-oh, fart.
Yeah, Charlie Babbitt, I'll call him.
Fart.
Did you fart, Ray?
Fart.
Did you fart?
Fart.
How can you stand that?
I don't mind it.
How can you stand
it? It's just my favorite moment of any film I've ever done. In fact, that includes Shakespeare that I've done on stage.
That's great.
It's the fart scene.
Oh, that's worth it. That is absolutely worth it. What's Rosie versus Barbara Walters?
More Rosie from the Today Show yesterday.
Okay, very good.
Glean some more.
So you're friends today, you'd say? You and Barbara?
Yes, we email. You know, I forced her to sort of be more emotional than she's comfortable with. When the whole thing happened with Trump and then we didn't, you know, I was upset that she didn't, like,
call me and defend
me. And so I told her, and I told her in crying hysterical, you know, Barbara, you know, yeah. And she was like, what are you doing? You know, she didn't understand. I stood up in the makeup room and I'm like, it hurts my feelings! It hurts my feelings! She was
Wow. Can you imagine? Seriously, imagine living in that household.
No.
Doesn't she have a grown kid now? A kid that's getting a little older?
13 or 14,
I forgot what the name of the kid
Parker.
Is. Parker. That poor kid.
And, you know, remember, we learned yesterday, Parker is not allowed to watch TV, on the internet, or play video games.
If you're that ramped up when you're on national television, can you imagine what it must be like?
No.
We got Rosie on Reverend Wright. I want to hear that. Rosie on Miley Cyrus. I'd be curious to hear what she has.
She has her own thoughts on Miley.
We got a picture of Miley. You don't think it's as outrageous as other people
do,
right?
No, I do not. And I think the double standard is very hypocritical. I think that we are a country that sells sex to kids on a daily basis in advertising and commercials and everything.
Do you think that's right, though? That we sell sex like that?
Listen, you can't blame Miley Cyrus. I've had photographs taken by Annie Leibovitz. It is the most intimidating thing that ever happened. I didn't want to do anything that she told me to do, and I ended up doing it.
What did she want you to do you didn't want to do?
I was dressed in a gown of a witch in the middle of Times Square.
At least you had some clothes on.
Well, you know what happened, though, to tell you the truth?
Boy, that's a nice mix there, isn't it, her and Kathy Lee?
I can't stand it. I can't listen anymore. I love Ozzie Guillen. I don't know, Buzz, if you've seen this guy.
No.
Manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, okay.
This guy is the most outspoken guy in baseball. He is a throwback to, like, the Tommy Lasordas, the Lee Elias, the Earl Weavers. Anytime I see this guy's name, I want to hear it.
This rave out is so sad. I mean, he had so many good things to say in this rave out.
Having a little rough season so far. And I don't know. I'm not sure what the White Sox record is, but they're not having the best season. And, you know, they've climbed the mountain. They've been in the World Series. And this guy is fantastic.
You almost can't make out what he's trying to say.
It's very heavy.
We was in the town, now with a piece of. We went a couple years ago, and we don't. Because we've been winning 120 years, they have the best. We good. Everybody. We're going to be all the life. No matter how many wars here we win, we we are the of Chicago. We're Chicago. We got the worst owner. The guy got 7 rings.
Wow.
And we are the owner.
Man.
Happy guy.
So many of the F words in there, you couldn't even tell. Was he raving out against his ownership?
He doesn't like his ownership, and he feels, I believe, that he's sort of like a bastard stepchild to the Cubs in the town of Chicago.
And did you get that classic Lee Elia?
Just a taste of Lee Elia.
It's one of the greatest baseball rave outs in the history of mankind.
Just a taste.
Listen to this.
What am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people to show up? The don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They only go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and a living. Rip them like the players.
Oh, classic Lee Elia.
He
didn't last very long after that, did he, Buzz?
He did not.
Now, what else do we have here? P. Diddy compares himself to Ellen. That worthwhile? Or?
No, I think you might enjoy Tom Hanks endorsing Barack. This is just a short tape.
Now, is this a funny Tom Hanks or Tom Hanks being full of himself?
This is pure Tom Hanks being Tom Hanks, or as he likes to call it, vitamin T.
All right, yeah, he believes his own press.
I want Barack Obama to be president of this country. A country that once said that people of his skin color were only 3/5 of a human being. My support for Obama isn't just about breaking boundaries. It's because of his character and vision and the high road he has taken during this campaign.
And the thing about Tom Hanks, he doesn't think twice about putting videos of himself on YouTube and MySpace and all that stuff.
Tom, I too like Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. I've said it many times on this radio program. Tom, I'd like you to shut up about Barack Obama. I think that will help our cause enormously.
And doesn't he have a history with the Clintons?
You know, he's got a history with every cause known to mankind. Yeah. Somewhere along the line, Tom Hanks, who has made great movies, you can't take that away from him, just started believing his own statesman-like presence. I think when he started making the movies like Saving Private Ryan, then it
Well, he made a movie about World War II, so he's a hero.
He's an expert. He's an expert on World War II. He's an expert on the space program.
He's an expert on John Adams.
Yes, he's an expert on all. Well, you know, he produced that, so he's not churning out crap, but he does believe his own press, and it gets a little old after a while. What about Jimmy Kimmel, why he's in New York City?
This is a good closing tape, I think.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Funny boy. Here we go.
What brings you to New York City? I know you don't get much time off when you're doing a nightly show, so why
are
you
here? No, I have to go back and go to, and go to work. But I did come here, you know, to see you, but also I'm here to promote Iron Man.
Oh, Iron Man. What a film that is, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Now, I saw the movie, and I don't recall... are you in it?
Oh, no, I'm not in it, but I really liked it. I really would like people to go see it. I have nothing to do with it.
That's very generous of you, Jimmy.
It's great, though.
I just think he's funny.
What is the Hillary speed round question?
Oh, they give her a few questions sort of like rapid fire. What cut number is that?
That's cut number 18. I'd like to hear that.
As serious as the campaign has become, Hillary still has room for some fun.
Speed round. I'm
okay.
We'll go fast.
Round.
We'll blow through some stuff, okay? All right. When it comes to exercise, treadmill or yoga?
Treadmill.
All right. How about shopping? Online or in person?
In person.
Okay. What's on your iPod?
Everything. And I mostly, though, listen to the music of the 60s and the 70s. It's what I grew up with, and it's what brings
political
back
answer
good
right
memories.
There.
Oh, movies, yeah. DVD or movie theater?
Movie theater. Great experience.
Well, you had great movie parties in the White House, didn't you?
Well, we did. We had the theater in the White House.
In fact, one time they even ordered out for pizza. Big mistake.
You know who that sounds like that's interviewing?
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
But I think it's a talking head from Entertainment Tonight, and he does Access Hollywood.
Same thing. And that's is that the political answer? I've got everything on there, but primarily I listen to the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
If you mention a decade, you don't have to really get an artist on there.
She mentions two decades.
That's right. Two decades to cover.
60s and the 70s.
Be totally safe. And what else? Anything else on here, Rob?
You want to hear Michelle Obama do some speed round questions?
I would love to hear that, yes.
Okay, here she is. Mrs. Barack Obama.
Quick answer. First thing that comes to the
Ooh.
Top of your head thing
Hello.
Is not necessarily a great political
not a good strategy. Pearls or diamonds?
Both. I love pearls, but a good diamond.
Ooh. High heels or flip-flops?
Flip-flops. Chocolate or French
hold
fries?
Hold on.
French fries.
Wouldn't you love it, really, if they just said, high heels or flip-flops? Five-inch stiletto heels with fishnets.
And a whip.
Come on, baby.
Without a doubt.
Biggest pet peeve?
Oh.
You.
Lying.
Biggest celebrity crush you have?
Ooh. Will Smith. I think it's the ears.
I'm drawn
to the ears. Obviously.
And Michelle, may I say, me too.
I think she handled the speed round better than Hillary.
All right, well, that's the Iron Vault for today. Thank you very much.
You've closed the vault.
I've closed the vault for today. We're going to take a short break before we do that one call. Hello, Jeff from Portland, Maine. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you, Jeff?
Hey, between Ozzie Guillen's accent and the bleeps, he actually was almost raving out like Ilya was. He was actually raving against Chicago fans.
Right.
Because he basically was saying, you got an owner that has basically between the Bulls and the Sox like 8 championships, and everyone always wants to bash the owner for not winning any games. So,
all right.
Between the accent, he's so funny. You can't between the swear and the accent.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for the update, and thank you for the translation, Jeff. We appreciate it. That's the one thing. The only reason I wish his accent was a little bit less thick is because he cusses so much, and it would be better if it was better English.
Is he French-Canadian? What is he?
Irish. He's Portuguese, Rob.
I thought so.
We will be right back with the final buzz of the afternoon right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.